Welcome to the deep dive. You've probably heard that classic Warren Buffett line, right? Never invest in a business you can't understand. Sounds simple, maybe almost too simple on the surface. But today we're diving into how that's not just, a handy tip. It's really the cornerstone of a powerful framework, the circle of competence.
Exactly. And our mission today is really to unpack that for you. We want to go beyond just the saying itself, get into the philosophy behind it, the psychology it really demands, and maybe most importantly, how you can actually use it. Think of it less like a rule and more like a system, a systematic way to approach risk, create value, and frankly, make better informed financial decisions.
Okay, so let's get into that core idea from Buffett and Charlie Munger. Know your circle of competence and stick within it. It sounds like it's less about knowing, well, everything, and more about being really honest about your own limits. Is that the main takeaway?
That's precisely it, the actual size of your circle. Honestly, it doesn't matter that much. What's vital, absolutely critical, is knowing where the boundaries are. Like Buffett says, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. This idea turns that sort of vague fear of the unknown into, well, into manageable business risk.
Yeah.
And doing that takes real psychological discipline. It's much more about temperament than sheer intellect. It's having the humility to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Buffett's famous too hard pile comes in.
Mm.
Just putting things aside you don't grasp. It's a kind of self-awareness, really.
That temperament versus intellect point is fascinating. But, okay, for someone listening, how do you actually find those boundaries? How do you map out your own circle? Where do you start?
Great question. There are a few practical ways to think about it. Charlie Munger had this neat trick, the inversion method.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking, what do I understand? Flip it around. Ask, what do I clearly not understand? That helps you just cross off whole complex areas right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
It may be advanced biotech, complex derivatives, semiconductor design, whatever feels like a black box to you.
Right.
Then do a sort of self-audit. Look at what you do know from your job, maybe your hobbies, even what you buy as a consumer. Where's your existing knowledge base? And finally, use a kind of litmus test. Ask yourself basic questions about a potential investment. How does this company actually make money? Really, how? What's its competitive edge? Its moat. If you can explain that simply, great. If you stumble, that flags a knowledge gap.
Okay, let's make this concrete. Maybe comparing two different kinds of businesses would help illustrate understandable.
Perfect. Let's take, say, the Coca-Cola company. It's a classic example because its business is, well, fundamentally quite simple. They mostly sell concentrates and syrups to bottlers. They own these incredibly powerful brands, Coke, Sprite, Vanta, you know them all. Their competitive advantage, their moat, is that immense global brand recognition and their distribution network. You can see it. You can understand it. It's relatively predictable, capital light, high margin.
You can almost touch it. Now, what about the opposite end, something complex?
Right. Contrast Coke with, let's say, a clinical stage biotech firm,
yeah.
A company that doesn't even have revenue yet. Its business isn't really commerce in the traditional sense. It's high stakes scientific research and development. The path to actually making money is, well, it's completely opaque. It all hinges on these complex multi-stage clinical trials, phase one, phase two, phase three, and the failure rates are incredibly high at each stage.
Very uncertain.
Exactly. The risks are almost binary, huge success or total wipeout. And they're driven by science, by regulations, by medical outcomes, not the kind of business metrics you can track easily like Coke sales. You just can't observe its progress in the same way. Totally different ballgame.
Okay, that contrast makes it really clear. So what happens if you do stray outside your circle? What's the real cost?
Well, often it leads straight to losing money. Capital destruction, as they say. If you don't truly understand the business, you can't accurately value it. You're vulnerable to competitive threats or disruptions you just don't see coming. And maybe worst of all, you're much more likely to panic and sell at the wrong time because you lack real conviction.
That sounds like, just gambling based on ignorance.
It's what we might call unquantifiable ignorance risk. Remember the dot-com bubble? Buffett famously sat it out. He said he just didn't understand those tech valuations.
And he looked pretty smart afterwards.
He did. His caution was completely vindicated when everything crashed. Sticking to a circle saved him.
But circles aren't meant to be prisons, right? They can't be static. How do you expand your circle intelligently without just, jumping into the deep end?
Absolutely. It's definitely a lifelong learning process.
Yeah.
Munger talks about chipping away at the edges of what you already know. Think about Buffett's eventual investment in Apple. He didn't suddenly become a Silicon Valley tech guru overnight.
Right. That seemed like a shift.
But if you look closer, he applied his existing framework. He understood dominant consumer franchises, strong brands, sticky ecosystems, customer loyalty, things he saw in companies like Coke or American Express. He saw Apple through that lens.
So using what you already know to understand something new.
Precisely. Leveraging old wisdom in new areas. Mm. It's about careful, incremental expansion based on existing understanding.
So wrapping up, this circle of competence idea, it isn't really about limiting yourself, is it? It's more about focusing.
Exactly. Focusing your limited time and energy where you genuinely have or can develop an analytical edge. It acts as a powerful shield against your own biases, against making speculative bets. It pushes you towards conviction that's based on actual knowledge. That self-awareness, knowing what you know and knowing what you don't know, that's probably your strongest defense, your best moat as an investor. So maybe something for you to think about. What business or industry do you truly understand well enough to explain simply to someone else? And maybe just as importantly, what are you consciously keeping in your too hard pile for now?